They were in pretty good shape when it was dry, except that old red dust. But when it was rainy, why, they had that problem.
The first roads that came through, were they like a black top or concrete or what?
No, the first roads were gravel top. Gravel surface. And actually, I think if we looked into the records, I've got piles on it upstairs. You see, old Senator Bankhead, the father of the second Bankhead, he was given credit for the building or the initiation and helping to establish the decent road system that we began to build on, I guess, around between 1900 and 1910. Well, sort of a sand clay was what they started with, and then then I'm sure there were spots where they built gravel roads up. Then sort of a gravel or a type of the clays and sands in here better than others for road. I could have shown you down at the museum this morning. We're using a type of sand and clay off of that hill out there that just packs down and comes almost as hard as a floor. Well, they learned where they were deposits of that sort of soil. And so that's what they'd used to surface the road. Then it came along with the gravel and the chert, maybe. And then, actually, except for limited areas in the towns, larger towns and cities, we didn't have any roads about 35.
Even the towns. The towns have developed streets and roads fairly early, though.
Yeah. I'd say right here that Auburn and Opelika, they had any number of just plain dirt streets, dirt surface streets, in valid modern times. Hmm. Goodness alive, you should have seen Auburn 55 years ago when our class entered, fall of 20. You wouldn't believe it to compare it with today. Did you look at that picture on the bulletin board, yeah, Auburn in 1900?
I looked, I didn't get a good picture, feel of the streets, but, it is a lot different.
Yeah, if I'd thought about it, I'd point it out to you. See, Auburn didn't even have a bank till 1907.
Wow.
And they didn't. They had two telephones, I believe, in 1902 or 1903.
Was Opelika the main commercial center all the way through, or?
Since 70, about 72. And as soon as it was evidence that there was going to be a railroad junction there, it continued to climb. See, Opelika actually wasn't in Opelika at the time Auburn, Nochipoca, no Sugar was established. It was essentially a little community known as Lebanon. Lebanon. This was sort of the heart of a Methodist church known as Lebanon was a sort of the pivot part. And I'm told, and this is one of my friends that told me the other day, I was trying to help him a little with his family genealogy. He's a been associated with this TV tape development. Fairly important, maybe. He was telling me that his guest house down in Opelika on the south side is supposed to have been the exact spot of the trading. No, that was the exact spot for the post office, I believe. Wasn't a post office, it was just sort of a stage stuff. And then that the trading center, I believe, the trading post was there where his guest house is, and this is